Blog Talk Radio.
Let's start the show.
I believe in.
It's funny time. It's funny time. You're the man. Let's get silly. It's that time again. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you all, your funny, funny people. This is your man, Master, ready to give it to you on your southern platter. So let's get funky with it. Yo, what's up, everybody? Everybody, it's your man, Master Deuce. Up in the house, we ready to make it funny from the east to the west to the north to south. So, assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah, barakatuh, hey, alhamdulillah, yeah, bonsoir, comment vais, un passé, you know, hein? T'allez-vous français, un patois, je ne sais, ne sais quoi. Hola, comment está, que pasa, la mamia, familia. International, like a plenty of Espanol, a piquito la fuero, assalamu alaikum, a kakima la tum la yawabu, a Rutman, good in heaven, speaks benign or German, he speaks the Deutsch and Nice, sing ham ping ma, ping wapa ye, sing sing wa, mi hao. Okay, everybody, what's up, what's up? It's another day, it's another time. But it's Master's time. We in here for the one time, for the mind, keeping the rhyme tight, keeping the conversation right. Tune in today. If you have any questions, please dial us today, 156-418-5805. Or just come and email us, comment at us, right here live on the website. All right, blogtalkradio.com/NSFatherhood. Come on, we are here live, NSF Radio for you. Come on, one time for your mind. We got a great lineup for you today. We got some new comments, old comments, some from the way back, from the all the way from the new current future. We got the futuristic. And if you want to be a comedian yourself and you're trying to get online, let me tell you something. You're going to start from coming here this up. So let's get right into it. Let's get it on.
Still going through all the holidays. We had the Christmas. We had New Year's. The one I hate is Thanksgiving. Come on. What's the point of it? I mean, Jesus. All you do is get together with, like, your friends and your family and stuff, and you eat a turkey. It's about the pilgrims, you know? Why celebrate those assholes? Ever look at them? They had belts on their hats. I would have loved to have been at that meeting. Our hats keep blowing off in the wind. Let's put belts on them. Good thinking, Jacob. Anything else? Our shoes keep falling off. Buckles, you say?
Like, here's a well-known fact that a lot of you people from other cultures don't know. Black people, can I hear your voices? Where are you? Okay, now let's teach the audience a little something, okay? Do we like sweet potato pie or do we like pumpkin pie?
Sweet potato!
I can't hear you.
Sweet potato!
She even answered. Sweet potato, nigga! Okay. Thanksgiving 09, we're in the grocery store. And my wife's like, okay, I got the stuffing. I got the mashed potatoes. Oh my God, I forgot the pumpkin pie mix. I was like, for who? It's Thanksgiving. We're having pumpkin pie. I go, no, we're not. She goes, what are you talking about? I go, baby, black people don't eat pumpkin pie. She's like, what? I said, we don't eat pumpkin pie. She goes, you're making that up. I said, niggas don't eat pumpkin pie. She goes, that's BS. I go, really? Watch this. There's a little old black lady in the aisle with us. I was like, ma'am, how many pumpkin pies are you getting? She goes, child, ain't no damn pumpkin pie. We don't eat pumpkin pie, ladies and gentlemen. It's okay. You could even send pumpkin pies to Haiti if you wanted to. Sir, you're trapped under all this devastation. Is there anything I can get you? Food. All we have is pumpkin pie. No! No. Why would you bring pumpkin pies in this country? Are you a terrorist? Are you trying to kill all of these beautiful black people? Go away right now, white man. Before I tell Wyclef.
Thanksgiving, it was so weird. This Thanksgiving was weird because this Thanksgiving I came out to my family. I'm not gay. I just thought it would be hilarious. I have an uncle who doesn't like gay people. And because of that, I've actually come out of the closet on Thanksgiving every Thanksgiving for the last 4 years. And they say that coming out is like the hardest thing that a young person can do, and it totally is, but it gets easier every single year. Here's how I do it. I stand up with a glass of water and a knife, like I'm giving a toast at a wedding, and I go, "Excuse everyone, I have an announcement to make." And then my uncle will go, "Ah, for fuck's sake, again?" And then I release the doves, and I do my musical number, and I throw the glitter. It's part of the meal now. Do you know what I mean? It's part of Thanksgiving. It's part of the ritual of Thanksgiving. Like, everyone expects it. Like, the turkey comes out, the potatoes come out, I come out. And I thought about not doing it this year, because my grandfather came to Thanksgiving for the first time in a decade, and he's 88, and no one has told him about the little joke, because he doesn't do surprises. Like, the first time he was surprised, he was asleep on this boat in Pearl Harbor. And so, like, since then, he doesn't like surprises or sushi, and we leave him the fuck alone. And I thought about not doing it, but my cousins were like, "Are you going to do it this year?" And after a while, I was like, "You bet your ass I'm going to do it this year." And they were like, "Backup dancers?" And I was like, "Not this year. Just me." And we're all sat around the table. It's me, my family, my grandfather, and my best friend, Michael. Michael is my college roommate. He had nowhere to go this year for Thanksgiving, so I invited him. And as I stand up with a glass of water and the knife, I realize he has no idea what's going to happen. And I go, "Excuse everyone, I have an, Michael and I have an announcement to make." And my grandfather crosses his arms, and he looks at me, and then he whispers something to my mom, and my mom starts laughing like a maniac. And I'm like, "What did Zadie just say?" She went, "Your grandfather just told me he's known since you were 9 years old."
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, you guys. See, because black people think, see, black, Asian, Latino, we think we're the only ones that had it hard. White people had it hard. I feel sorry for the pilgrims when they first got here. You think that shit was easy? They got a buckle on their hat. Come on, that's a hard time. I mean, you gotta tighten your f***ing hat. Come on. The buckle's right here. It's f***ing giant. They get a headache, they just tighten the f***ing buckle. Are you kidding me? I feel sorry for them. Can you imagine that? The first pilgrim that talked to the Native Americans, man? That was hard, man. You see him getting off the little boat? Are about to get f***ed up, huh? White people are smart, though. They got weapons technology. They brought a cannon back next time. Indians never heard a cannon before, so it didn't hurt them. They never heard it. So there were like 10,000 Indians on the shore waiting. One, two! Huddle. What the f*** was that? I don't know, Chief.
but we ain't got one. Let's build a casino.
How can you not like Thanksgiving? It's my favorite holiday. Sit around, eat your ass off, puke, eat again, watch football, fall asleep. Fucking beautiful. Who knew the Pilgrims liked football so much? Love the Pilgrims. They were the best. Their hats and buckles and shoes. I love those little fuckers. They had it going on too, didn't they? And they knew it. They're probably sitting around one day going, look at all this land and food and resources. We got to have a party. We'll eat our asses and get all fucked up on whiskey and pot and margaritas. Then we'll skin a pig and toss it around and tackle each other. Maybe it'll turn into something. I don't know. Sounds like a pretty good plan to me. Who knows? It might even become a tradition. And wouldn't you know it? A tradition was born. How can you not like Thanksgiving? It's my favorite holiday. Sit around, eat your ass off, puke, eat again, watch football, fall asleep. Fucking beautiful. Who knew the Pilgrims liked football so much? Love the Pilgrims. They were the best. Their hats and buckles and shoes. I love those little fuckers. They had it going on too, didn't they? And they knew it. They're probably sitting around one day going, look at all this land and food and resources. We got to have a party. Let's have a big bash and give thanks. Invite everybody. Tell the Indians to come on over. What the hell, once a year ain't going to kill us. Tell Chief Chucklefuck to bring the whole tribe. Everybody bring something. Tell the Indians to bring the yams and the corn. They're always good with that. And the pot. They always have good pot, those son of a bitches. Tell them to bring the yams and the corn and the pot. We'll take care of everything else. We'll get the turkey and the broccoli and the cauliflower and the biscuits and the gravy and the cranberries. We'll eat our asses and get all fucked up on whiskey and pot and margaritas. Then we'll skin a pig and toss it around and tackle each other. Maybe it'll turn into something. I don't know. Sounds like a pretty good plan to me. Who knows? It might even become a tradition. And wouldn't you know it? A tradition was born. Folks, something that pure, that beautiful is going to become a tradition. It's too great of a thing. That's why they become traditions. They're beautiful things. You don't see lousy things become a tradition. You see guys walking around going, hey, Phil, you know that sodomy party the other night was a blast. Jesus Christ. We got to do that again. Bend over, pick up the soap, you son of a bitch. You got me on that one. But we got to do that at least once a year. In fact, next year we'll even get more people.
If I want to eat food that'll kill me, I'll just call up my family and have a potluck dinner. That's a fine Southern tradition right there. And there's a reason why that word luck is in there, because you don't know what you're eating or who made it. You don't know if that hair in the casserole is human or animal. You just don't know. It's never healthy either. Only country people can take something like a green bean and turn it into junk food. My grandma's like, here's my world famous green bean casserole. It's green beans sauteed in pork fat and butter, covered with Velveeta cheese, roasted marshmallows, and sprinkled on top of cornflakes. Like, ah. That's a real thing. I'm like, grandma, what's the matter? Could you deep fry it while you're at it? Like, that's not a bad idea. My mom would make that sweet tea, put it in the old milk jugs, put 2-3 cups of sugar in there. That tea is so sweet it would choke a hummingbird. Give Count Chocula diabetes right there. This is bad food. Come on, man. How do you make a chocolate pie smell like cigarettes? I mean, how is that possible? My Aunt Margaret could, man. I'm just like, is that Marlboro meringue? Just a touch of nicotine. Just do you right. Growing up, I never knew what a salad was, man. We'd have a whole table of salad, not a single lettuce leaf. It's like potato salad, chicken salad, bean salad, tuna salad, egg salad. Now let's look at egg salad for 1 second. The top ingredients are eggs and mayonnaise. Now how do you call that a salad? That's like making a milkshake out of Skittles and calling it a fruit smoothie. I mean, who are you fooling? My family can eat too. They take that flimsy paper plate, pile it up like it was their last meal, go down the gravy bowl, squish a hole in the top, and cover the whole thing in gravy like a cholesterol volcano. And it always asks that same blessing. They're like, Lord, bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies. Now, I know the Lord works miracles, but you have got to meet him halfway. The Bible says your body is a temple, not a drive-through.
We got the holidays now, and that's good, you know. I renamed Thanksgiving to Thanks Now Have Some Smallpox. It's more appropriate to what happened. And then, you know, it might as well be like Thanksgiving, because it's one big holiday now, you know. And then it's like, and when you get to Christmas, you got to change that too. It's Chris Quantica. So. You gotta cover all your bases. Especially like, you know, LA, you gotta like K Paso, Nihama, like Kamo Tava, you gotta wear blue and red. But the holidays are good, except, you know, we still got the white Jesus going. It's a little old. Now, I'll tell you why Jesus had to be black. I'll tell you guys why Jesus had to be black. First of all, Mary had to be black, because who else is going to get evicted pregnant during the holidays? Then, she had baby daddy drama. There was no room at the end, so this was white only. You know, they're not gonna send a white lady to the barn to have a baby. But you know, and then Jesus out trying to save the world from sin. He still had to have a second job as a carpenter. And a third job as a fisherman. You know. He got dimed out by his homie. His best friend. 30 pieces of silver. Right there. Take it. Then, I don't know if you guys saw the Last Temptation of Mel Gibson, but they beat his ass pretty bad. And we all know only a black man can take a beating like that. You can ask Rodney King, you can ask the slave, you can ask Mike Tyson.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
Don't forget every Tuesday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come on, right there, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. And right there for you on Pacific Time, the 8 o'clock show. The number one, the man with the philosophy, the Shadow Band One, Crispy Speak.
Like E-O to Elohim, E-O, come along like E-O to Yeshua, my Savior, Elohim like Big Bruh, come along.
We funny the motherfucker. Then you go to Passover and shit. I don't know who started that old country ass shit. Everybody bring... We funny as a motherfucker. Then you go to Passover and shit. I don't know who started that old country ass shit. Everybody bring food. Now, your mama told you you won't be eating everybody's motherfucking food. Thanksgiving coming. You won't be going to everybody's house eating everybody's shit. Man, my auntie can't cook for shit. We've been going over this bitch's house for 20-something years. This bitch food tastes like pure D shit. I told the family, I said, why the fuck we keep going over here? We trying to be nice. Fuck all that nice shit. I'm hungry, sir. I want to eat some good shit. This bitch can't cook. You know it. Everybody sitting at the table, food stacked this goddamn high just looking. And she's steady eating by her mother. Y'all ain't eating. What's wrong? I started to say something once. No. Bitch, you know what the fuck is wrong. Your shit smell like dick up in this bitch. This turkey tough than a motherfucker. I ain't know about eating turkey or gum. I know what the fuck I'm eating. Then the next day, everybody check and see how your stomach is. See how you feel. Hey, well, hello. What's going on, man? Nothing. Man, your stomach fucked up? My stomach killing me like a motherfucker. It was them greens, wasn't it? Yeah, you ate some? Yeah. I've been shitting all over the place. I ain't eating that shit no more. Every year we had the same conversation. I ain't eating that shit no more. 26 years, that bitch still, she called me. You coming over this year? I said, hell no, I ain't coming. I mean, me some frozen food or something. I ain't eating that bullshit. Shitting this motherfucking pot just be floating with white shit on the top of it. That bitch, not gonna tell you the truth. I'm not bullshitting to you, Nashville. The motherfucker can't cook.
Yeah. Bernie Mac, I swear to God, you get funnier. Even though, God bless him, and pass the gibbets for it. Can I get a little gibbet, Sam? Oh, yes, you can. That little bit is going on. All right, so everybody. Mac, this is here. Yeah, we're getting it up in for you guy here, for you right here, for the funny. Not for you, just your honey, but the money. Yes, and we're keeping it going and we're keeping it rolling. It's Mass Deuce on the left, the comedy hour, the funny hour, the instrumental of it all, the number one, the one with the hand clapping, the sound tapping. So let's get it on with it. We're keeping it weird. All right. This is your man, Matt Deuce. I'm just giving you. I got some news for you, so let's get it on. You're teaching too. NSF Deuce. With your host, Matt Deuce. And your co-host, Brother Alfred. All right. It is 10:23 Eastern Standard Time right now for you on your mind. Let you know it's Happy Thanksgiving to you. Keeping it real for you one time for your mind. I'm flipping the news. In news today, Donald Trump is still a Trump. Yes, he's a Trump and a Trump. But everybody who cares what anyways, he's a Trump chump and a Timothy chump chump and Timothy chump chump. You know what I'm saying about that? I will tell you right now. I might even play a tune about it. You never know. But anyway, we're on the news to East. Still won't concede. And this is like a whining baby that sits there just crying to his mama. I lost my election. I lost my erection. I can't get it out. I can't get my erection. I run away. Whiny ass fuck baby. What the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker? I swear to God, he is crazy. Let me tell you something else. And his son. Get with the son. If that man trying to suck his dad's dick or what? That damn Junior, these children trying to suck their daddy's dick for attention. I swear to God, they like they really want to pull his pants down, suck his dick, and say, yo, daddy, I got you. I'll suck your dick for you. I do it all funny for you, baby. Yeah. But anyways, I want to say Happy Thanksgiving to y'all. Come on. Little bit of gobble. A little bit of something funny for your mind. But anyways, you know we're keeping it funny. We're keeping it money. We're keeping it honey. Where everything is good and go. And that is today's news. I am out of here. All right. We back and back again. We did our pay time. We did our make a time. You know what I'm saying? For your one time, for your mind. But we keeping it real, always keeping it tuned in and keeping it playing right there for you. You know, we're just getting it going. But anyways, listen, tune in. Don't forget to tune in every week to the hottest show out there on the radio. For online, streaming to your mind. NSF Radio is there for you right there. So come on, tune in. You got any questions? What's going on with you? How you feeling? What do you feel like? What you thinking about? Let me know. Let me know what you think. What you think is funny might be funny for us, and we'd love to play it on the show. So come on. Come on, man. Just get it on. And I want to let you know we are here. We are here to entertain you. So let's keep it going. And keep it going, we'll keep it flowing, and listen, we always doing it right for you. So listen, my name is Brother Alfred. I'm the man with the host, the funny with the most. You know what I'm saying? The comedy, our master of disaster. So listen, I would love for you all to come on in, and we got another one coming to you right now. Just a special request, a little funny, but somebody say yo. Yo, listen to me. I got something for you. Just keep it on. Keep it going. And keep it moving on. I keep it flowing. Oh. I can't sing. I got to be honest with y'all. I cannot sing. I probably sound like a shredded monk or some kind of crazy shit. I really just can't sing. I'm trying. But, yeah, anyway, let's get it on. Let's get it back, and let's keep it moving.
This was a big year for me. I got to go home for Thanksgiving, and for the first time in my life, I got to sit at the adults' table. Yeah, that's a big deal in a black house, usually. Somebody has to die for you to move up a plate. You know how that works, you know. And you can't go anywhere. You're trapped. They're going to ask you a bunch of nosy-ass family questions. You're stuck. They done said grace. The food's moving around the table. Andre, when you going to get married? Andre, when you going to bring home a girlfriend? Andre, me and the sisters from the church want to know, when you going to have some kids? Then my white sister-in-law says, y'all leave the brother alone. Maybe he don't even like chocolate. I'm like, you know what? I like chocolate just fine. I just like mine with nuts. So, yeah. They're explaining that joke in the back. All right, fine. From that moment on, it was like Jerry Springer Live. Oh, my God. My uncle lost his mind. Gay. You trying to say you're gay? You can't be gay. You don't even look gay. Well, I'm one of the newer models. I'm a stealth. Thank you very much. Of course, mom's tripping. You know how moms are, the guilt thing. You know, you're my baby, and I love you. But, boy, don't you be trying to wear none of my clothes. That really pissed me off. Not the idea of doing drag, but as a gay man wearing the she buys. Yeah, right. Yeah, Mom, why don't you lock up that Florida Evans collection from Good Times I've had my eye on. Of course, Grandma's drunk. Grandma, you know, drinking that little hot toddy on the side, right? She's going to throw her little 2 cents in. Well, that's all right, baby. That's all right. I just love gay people. Says, They're so neat and organized. Don't y'all got y'all's own insurance company? What the hell was she talking about? Then it hit me. Grandma, those are HMOs. It's not the same thing. You got to be open about it. Because most women know, next to diamonds and D-sized batteries, a gay man is a woman's best friend. Am I right, ladies? It's true. If you haven't got one, go out and get a gay man in your life, goddammit. I can tell some of y'all don't have gay men from your outfits. I can tell. But my point is, I'm just saying, I love straight girls. Straight girls crack me up. There's no solidarity with straight women anymore. Have you noticed this? You see two straight women out together, one always looks way better than the other one. Think about it. Your girlfriend will lie to you, so when y'all go out, she gets to be the cute one. Oh, hell yeah. You be getting dressed in the mirror, your girlfriend say something dumb like, ooh, girl, wear that gold tooth with that belt. That looks really good. And they love me because I never, ever lie to a woman. I just think that is so wrong. I never lie to her. I'm the guy you told way back in high school. Andre, if I ever get that big, shoot my fat ass. Bitch bang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's turkey time. Getting back on the crooked little birdie baby. We got another one for you. We got another Thanksgiving for you. Yeah. All right. Wait. My man, guess who just stopped in our house? My man, Tommy Davis. Now, you know him from The Living Color. That skinny, you know, the too short, the brother man with the plan, the money man, the other kind of cat that just, you know what, that rocks it. I swear to God, Tommy, it gets funnier every damn year. I am a fan. I am not just a fan. I'm an avid. Yo, set that beef with him and fucking Jamie Foxx. Now, Jamie is a method actor. Now, that man motherfucker sit there and, well, literally, he would go straight on gay if he got to go gay. That motherfucker will bend his back over and open his back creaks just so he can get some dick because he's getting a paycheck. I am not trying to be mean or anything. That's why Davey and Thomas did not, Tommy did not want like his motherfucker. He did not like him at all. I am sorry. But, y'all, that's messed up. Y'all, but it's just, it's some real shit, though. Anyway, you know, we dealing with it. But anyway, you know, what I can't say. You know what that is, man. Woo! But anyway, you know, we got another one for you. We're just waiting for Tommy to come in the building. And we just go back and do a little commercial break and keep it locked on to King
What's
King.
Going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right, King Cam, don't forget my man right there for you. Keeping it real, keeping it always real on the ones and twos and still, you know what I'm saying, he doing what he got to do. We keeping it always 100 right there for you. So trust me, you know he is in the house. So Tommy's in the house, so listen, let's go play it for him. Let's get that bang game going.
Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving, you guys. See, because black people think, black, Asian, Latino, we think we the only ones that had it hard. White people had it hard. Sorry for the pilgrims when they first got here. You think that shit was easy? They got a buckle on their hat. Come on, that's hard times. When you got to tighten your f***ing hat. Come on. The buckle's right here. It's f***ing giant. They get a headache, they just tighten the f***ing buckle. Kidding me? I feel sorry for them. Can you imagine that? The first pilgrim that talked to the Native Americans, man? That was hard, man. You see him getting off the little boat? We are about to get up, huh? White people are smart, though. They got weapons technology. They brought a cannon back next time. Indians never heard a cannon before, so it didn't hurt them. They never heard it. So there were like 10,000 Indians on the shore waiting. One, two! Huddle. What the f
was that?
I don't know, T, but we ain't got one.
We funny as a motherfucker. Then you go to Passover and shit. I don't know who started that old country ass shit. Everybody bring food. Now, your mama told you you won't be eating everybody's motherfucking food. Thanksgiving coming, you won't be going to everybody's house eating everybody's shit. Man, my auntie can't cook for shit. We've been going over this bitch house for 20-some years. This bitch food tastes like pure D shit. I told the family, I said, why the fuck we keep going over here? We trying to be nice. Fuck all that nice shit. I'm hungry, though. I want to eat some good shit. This bitch can't cook. You know it. Everybody sitting at the table, food stacked this goddamn high just looking. And she's steady eating by her mother. Y'all ain't eating. What's wrong? I started to say something. I'm like, no. Bitch, you know what the fuck is wrong. Your shit smell like dick up in this bitch. This turkey tough than a motherfucker. I ain't know about eating turkey or gum. I don't know what the fuck I'm eating. Then the next day, everybody check and see how your stomach is. See how you feel. Hey, well, hello. What's going on, man? Nothing. Man, your stomach fucked up? My stomach killing me like a motherfucker. It was them greens, wasn't it? Yeah, you ate some? Yeah. I've been shitting all over the place. I ain't eating that shit no more. Every year, we had the same conversation. I ain't eating that shit no more. 26 years, that bitch still, she called me. You coming over this year? I said, hell no, I ain't coming. I'll meet me some frozen food or something. I ain't eating that bullshit. Shit in this motherfucking pot just be floating with white shit on the top of it. That bitch, not gonna tell you the truth. I'm not bullshitting too.
Weed's getting a bad rap. I don't mean a, like a blunt rap. People talk to shit about it. You know, marijuana affects the memory. That's bullshit. I never forget to smoke. So weed makes you stupid. It doesn't make you stupid. It makes you smarter. All right. Been smoking weed since high school. I grew up in the San Gabriel Valley in L.A. We had what's called off-campus lunch. I don't know if you remember that. That's where you can go off campus, smoke weed, eat, and then you had to come back for some reason. So one time I came back lit, and we had intermediate math after lunch, right? And one time I came back lit, and we had to take a test in fractions, a little pop quiz. And one of the questions on the test was, what's the difference between a quarter and an eighth? I wrote $50.
Pretty much everybody smokes pot when you think about it. I just found out my 15-year-old cousin smokes pot. What the fuck? 15-year-old wants to be an adult before he even grows up. I want to try to help curb the habit, discourage him from really turning it into something bad. So I told him I'd smoke a little. Didn't expect the reaction. His eyes got so big, like so excited. He was like, dude, Adam, dude, you smoke weed? Dude, how have we not smoked together yet? I was like, dude, how have we not smoked together yet? 5 years ago, you were 10. What the fuck are you talking about? You just started using deodorant, man. Take it easy. Plus, I have this rule. I can't smoke pot with anybody who didn't grow up watching DuckTales. That's just one of my rules about smoking weed. Yeah, that's a good rule. DuckTales. Yeah, they're the potheads. That's how you find them. Yeah, new right here.
Today, I just renewed my weed card. Thank you. My second card. My first card, I got 3 days into being in Los Angeles. I didn't even have an apartment yet. My first purchase was a weed cookie. I got an edible. And it was the coolest thing I'd ever gotten up to that point in my life. Because I'd never seen branding on drugs. It had a logo. Aunt Mabel's weed cookie. Well, I trust this. She's family. Underneath it, it said per dose. Eat one-third of a cookie. Who eats one-third of a cookie? I eat all the thirds of a cookie. You're not going to have me eat one-third of a cookie. Now I'm high and I'm hungry and I'm staring at two-thirds of a cookie? That's not happiness. That's Hunger Games. And I ate the whole cookie. Woke up 2 days later, about a mile and a half from my house, feeling refreshed. I'm going to get out of this ditch and get on with my day.
My friends smoke weed all the time. My boys, like my guys I hang out with, they are heavy weed smokers. Heavy. And they all have girlfriends and wives. Not girlfriends. Girlfriends and or wives. That won't let them smoke at home. So now my house has become the designated weed smoking house. Yeah, they just called me up out of nowhere. Like, hey, man, what you doing? Call me up for no reason. What you doing? I'm like, I'm in here watching the game. Got a pound. Coming over. Then they get high and they get into these deep philosophical weed discussions. I don't know if your friends do that. Like, that's when they want to have, like, a f***ing Wolf Blitzer CNN discussion when they high. But it's always bullshit. It comes out of nowhere. It's like, ew. If you was invisible, which ex-girlfriend's house would you rob? And my other boys over here, he's thinking about it too. Oh, shit, that's deep. That's deep. See, it don't work like that. It don't work like that because technically you're invisible, right? But the shit you steal is not. Now it's TV just floating down the street. Oh, shit. That's how they caught me last time.
My mom actually came out here and visited me once, and she kind of got into my medicinal marijuana. My bad, because I've got glaucoma and can't see any of you. When she came out here and visited me, I took a shower. I thought I hit everything, but the southern woman is like a fucking honey badger. They will dig through anything. They're just like, just looking through it. I got out of the shower. I looked really good. She's just standing there. She's like, Justin Douglas Martindale, what is this? The full name. Right? She's like, I have raised you better than this, mister. I cannot believe you brought this in your house. I've been through thick and thin with you. Jesus has cried for you through thick and thin. I cannot believe you would even... God damn, that shit hits hard. What is that? Is that an indica, a sativa? What is that? Purple Rhino, Mystic Haze, Sad Substitute Teacher? What's that called?
If you're going to do drugs, smoke weed. Seriously, right? Exactly. I don't judge. What's the worst thing that's going to happen if you smoke some weed? You're going to eat a couple of Twinkies and drive really safely.
White people, you have good weed. And I commend you because you use discretion. You get your weed from somebody called a guy. I don't know who this guy is. You can ask any white dude anywhere. Where you get your weed from? I get it from this guy. I see him on Tuesdays. You want me to pick you up something? That's all you get. Ask a brother, your dogs, where you get your weed from? From my cousin. He at the Holiday Inn right down the street. Won't you call him from your cell phone so you can lock the number in? Then they wonder why they get caught. It's 2 o'clock in the morning and your car is orange. That's why you got caught. You need a guy.
When you get your weed from white people, they let you try it before you buy it. Can't get that from black people. You have to smoke them out with the shit you just got from them. In business, that's called reneging.
I had to go back and learn fractions just to buy weed from white people. I didn't know nothing about eighths or quarters or nothing like that. Nobody told me that if the bottom number was bigger, you get less. I had to rush down to Home Depot to get one of them rulers with the lines on them. The guy was like, what you using it for? Like, I'm buying an eighth from a white guy. Which one is the eighth? Is that the little short line next to the quarter? Because I don't want to get ripped off. I want the right length. I'm on the phone telling my friends, don't worry about it. I got 2 1/64ths coming. We'll just put one in the freezer. This should last us till Christmas.
I have a prescription for medical marijuana. And here in Los Angeles, you don't even need a real reason to get it. The doctor's like, why do you need a prescription for medical marijuana? It's like, because my neighbor moved to Burbank. And I don't know where else to get any pot from. Because everybody smokes. I hate when I go to the store high, but the guy behind the counter is higher than I am. So you try to buy something, and he's like, $2.75, please. And you're like, how much? He's like, what? My friend tried to get me to smoke some Afghani weed. I don't want to smoke Afghani weed because people in Afghanistan get stoned to death. I'm just trying to get to Hollywood.
Here's the deal. I went into the weed store, and I had anybody had the edibles?
Yeah.
Woo! Okay. So for those of you who don't know, the edibles kind of fuck you up. I did not know that. So I went in. Now listen, something you need to know about me is I fucking love blueberry muffins. So I walk into the weed store and I'm like, are those blueberry muffins? And the guy was like, yeah. And I said, does that have weed in it? And he said, yeah. And I was like, I'll have a blueberry muffin. So my weed store has like a little area where you can smoke and watch DVDs and shit. And I just put in Chappelle season one. Fucking great. And I'm literally licking my fingers when the guy runs in. He goes, you didn't eat that whole muffin, did you? Huh? Tell me you didn't eat that whole muffin right now, all at once, did you? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, all right, listen, and I'm not fucking around right now. Either give me the keys to your car or drive home right now. And I said, what? And he goes, I'm telling you, leave here right now. Or prepare to be here for 8 hours. I was like, are you kidding me? He goes, you ate that whole muffin, man. He goes, I own this place. I would only eat half if I was at home. I was like, fuck me. He was right. I was high for 8 hours. That's one of those highs where you're like, I hope I have kids, man. I had to pull one of these. I walked into the house. I was like, Daddy's sick. Don't come in the room. Click. And then I peeked my head out. I was like, don't, no matter what you hear from this room, do not come in here. It was bad. Except like an hour later, I was like, except I could use some orange juice.
It's fine if you smoke pot, but there's one type of stoner I hate being around, and that's the person who, when they do get high, they think it makes them smarter somehow. Do you know one of these shitheads? And I realize there's certain things I can't do with that friend while he's stoned anymore. Like, I can't watch movies with him anymore. Here's what happened a few weeks ago. We were watching a movie. He's smoking a joint. I'm completely sober. We're watching Return of the Jedi. I don't want to ruin the movie for you guys. But at one point in Return of the Jedi, a spaceship explodes, and my buddy leans over, and he goes, you know that would never actually happen in real life. Bro, you'd never see a fireball in space, because fire needs oxygen to survive. And there's zero oxygen in space. So that shit would never happen. And I was like, you know what? You're right. And while we're at it, I don't think those are real Ewoks either. Pretty sure those are just dwarves dressed up as bears.
White people have cool, magical names for their weed. No, think about it. Like Chronic, Kush, Purple Liberal, Juicy Fruit, Train Wreck, Northern Lights, Green Crack, Purple Horseshoes, Obama. Yeah, there's an Obama strain out there. Yes, we cannabis.
Woo!
motherfucker. Yo, everybody. Yo, keeping it turkey, keeping it turkey, turkey, turkey. Woo! And but anyway, we're going to keep it going. We'll keep it going. Keep it going.
Before I tell my little story, I want to talk about Thanksgiving in general. First of all, Thanksgiving to me is kind of like the annual family stress test. Like, are we ready to handle Christmas? It's just, okay, let's go to Google. My family is straight back crazy. Like, nuts, nuts, nuts. And the reason why it's terrible is because we all know way too much about each other. Like, we know exactly what the button is that we can press to just set off a chain reaction that results in a burnt turkey and me sitting there thinking, I could get away with the insanity plea. Every year. And I think that Thanksgiving is the only real thing that should be made into a reality TV show. I hate reality TV. I like reality. But Thanksgiving, I think, would be fun if you could do it in your household and just, like, vote people off the table. Right? So it's like, I'm sorry. You made it. Here's the drumstick. You move over. Didn't have to go to the soup kitchen. To volunteer? Why are you all upset about that? That's the winner. Drumstick loser, white meat. No, dark meat? Okay. And that's the other thing, too. Let's starve a bunch of people for a couple of days, then make a burger with only two good parts, fight over it. It's a disaster. It's designed to be a disaster. Thanksgiving. So, I thought Thanksgiving, crazy holiday, maybe I could get away from the craziness of my family and go spend it with another family, thinking, my family's crazy, but their family can't be crazy. What I found out is all families are crazy. Are your families crazy? Yeah, that's what makes it fun. But I didn't know that at the time. And what I realized is I speak my family's crazy. Like, my family's crazy is like a romantic language, and I'm comfortable with that. But the family that I went to was like this Germanic language that I just couldn't quite get. Because we were going there, and I was expecting a non-crazy family. And we get out of the car, and it's my friend, and we're walking up to the door, and he goes, oh, I forgot to tell you. My grandma is extremely racist. I was like, okay, I'm not sure how that relates to me. And he goes, well, I don't know how you voted. This is like around the Obama election time. He goes, I don't know how you voted, but if she found out, or finds out you voted for the black one, you're not going to be eating. And I was like, I'll keep my lips shut. You know, it doesn't matter. And then he goes, oh, and also, Grandpa, he's not supposed to, but he drinks. A lot. But still, that's still like an modicum of crazy compared to the pile of crazy I have to swim through just to get gravy in my house. So I was like, whatever, I'll deal with the crazy grandparents. If anything, we'll just push them to the side and enjoy our dinner, which sounds really bad. I don't hate old people. I know I made a bunch of jokes about that. Sorry, Andy, for offending you for your age. Oh, that was so funny. Okay. So, oh, I'm sorry. No, thank you. That's what you get for ruining my comedy. So. Oh, I'm throwing up loss. So where was I? Old people in the corner. Okay. So he gave me those two warnings, and that's it. He didn't even preface me for everything else that was crazy that was going to happen that started happening the minute the door opened. This dog only had three legs, and my experience, dogs only have four. And when you see a dog with three legs, and you're expecting a dog with four legs, what do you do? I do. I go, aww. You know? And I loved it, because it was little and had three legs, but wasn't tripod. No, I'm just kidding. What I was supposed to do, apparently, was pretend that was normal and not address the fact that the dog only had three legs, which dogs always have four, and just pretend that nothing happened. Because apparently Uncle Bill, over here, has grown up with a lot of emotional trauma. And every time you bring up the fact that this dog, Tripod, only has three legs, it hits really deep, because he takes it personally, and then he starts crying. So when I went, aww, Bill started crying. And what I also didn't know, I forgot to be mentioned to you, me, English, was that the reason why Grandpa drinks is because of Bill's emotional problems. So Bill crying made Grandpa throw back some whiskey. They're fighting, but it's not really a fight so much as his Grandpa yelling at Bill and Bill whimpering back. And I'm sitting at the kids' table, eating with plastic silverware. enjoying the sparkling conversation of the finer points of Finding Nemo. It wasn't a crazy I like, just to say the least. What I learned was, my family's crazy is totally doable. I mean, sure, we put half a dozen people in a room that's like one-third the size of this stage and has exactly the same amount of beds and say sleep there for 5 days. And about this size chair. So we've got three people spooning here and three spooning here. And we expect that to work out. You're not going to hate each other. Like, let's just do this. And then, yeah, let's ruin the dinner and cook it all day so you can smell it, but you can't eat it. That's not food, and that's not fair.
See, there's holidays I don't like. Like, I don't like Christmas because I'm a husband. And Christmas to me is a working holiday because there's always something for me to do. I got to get a tree. I got to decorate the tree. I got to get gifts. I got to wrap the gifts. Day after Christmas, I got to take the tree, put it in front of my neighbor's house, pretend like I don't know where it came from. There's stuff to do. My all-time favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving is the perfect American holiday. Because it's based on what? Sheer gluttony. Because we prepare for Thanksgiving. Your family goes, you want some breakfast? No, 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 no. I'm waiting. I ain't eating nothing right now. When it happens, I'm going to be hungry. Watch out, I'm biting stuff. Here's the cool part about Thanksgiving. You eat as much as you want. You eat as much as you can. When you've had your fill, no matter where you're at in the house, screw it. Lay down. Just lay down. You could be the den, living room, driveway. Screw it. Lay down. Nobody cares. That's the one day your family would just step over you, won't they? Look at that. He's enjoying the holiday right there. He's having a good time. He's got that top button undone, too. Would you look at that? This man came to eat. Isn't that the best part about Thanksgiving is that first opportunity you get to crack that seal? You've stuffed yourself, and you're like, I got to do something. And you grab that button, and you just give it just a little tiny crank. Eep. Oh, I'll have some more pie. I got room. I'm lucky I've never prepared a meal myself. I always get invited someplace, but when I show up, I'm polite, because I do show up with a pie. I show up with a frozen pie. You know why? Because after cooking all day, what happens? Nobody wants to screw with your pie. What do? Put it in the freezer. Then when you're done eating, they always say, why don't you take something with you? I take my pie and leave.
For me, man, to go out like I went to the jungle, the real jungle. Not that shit Tarzan live in. Tarzan wouldn't last a week in Africa. Right, you say, where's Tarzan? You mean the crazy white man? He in the trees with Cheetah. So where's Jane? She horned in Nairobi. Because when you go out in the bush, you see animals. I mean, animals that are free look different than that shit we see in the zoo. You know them animals you fuck over at the zoo? Because you see the lion at the zoo you be talking about. Right, you walk by, hey, lion. Hey.
I like the monkeys in the zoo because they throw their shit on me. You know, they be picking and shit, and they watch you, and they're going to go. And then everybody laughs. Go, oh, he's so cute. Oh, the monkey's cute. Why do people think bears are happy in the zoo? Like, look at the bear, he's so happy. Motherfuckers, I'm not letting me out.
Just give me a break. Can you get one of, if I could get a hand on one of you motherfuckers. Oh, I'll tell you where. Stop. I ain't had no pussy in the swag. Yeah. Send me a motherfucking panda. Bitch ain't even got a pussy yet. He's a, wondering why we ain't got no babies.
But in the jungle, if you see a rabbit, you get nervous. Because the rabbit be looking at you as I'm a...
Roll the window up, dear.
It's just a rabbit. Fuck you.
Ain't no rabbit ever looked at me like that.
And you see a lion in the jungle, that's what they look like, lions. Motherfucker be in the bush dummy.
Yeah, get your ass out the car.
and bring that camera with you. Because we're going to eat all that shit. I saw three lions chase down like a Cape buffalo. That's the baddest motherfucker on four legs, except for these bitches chasing me. And the lioness, they work around like in teams, give signals. You know they can't talk. And the buffalo saw one of them, right? And he tipped away from the rest of the herd. What was it? And them two others jumped on his ass. And the other buffalo said, hey, motherfucker didn't warn us, fuck him. And you know how the buzzards circle in the movies? These motherfuckers drove up in a truck. Talking about what it is. Cheetah, man, is the weirdest thing to see go chase something because you don't see nothing but dust. I saw two cheetahs, and it looked like they were talking about jumping on some gazelle. There you go. You want to go after that herd? Say, nah, man, they too close, shit. Why don't we give them another 100 yards? How's the wife and family, man? You know, it's going to be tourist season soon. I got an arm last year. They're about far enough. You ready? And the shit, like the gazelles and shit, hear them motherfuckers. They be eating and hear them just start running. They don't even look. Run! And the motherfucker that can't hear is in trouble. What? Cheetah! Huh? Cheetah! What? Cheetah! What you say? It's your ass! I got you. I saw one of them gazelles, though, make a move on a cheetah. It was embarrassing. The cheetah got pissed off, too, because he was ready to get the gazelle. The gazelle did. And that motherfucker fell 400 yards trying to stop and got up. I'm going to get you, motherfucker. Make me look bad.
It's once again time for the second half of the news report. Here's your host, Brother Alfred, a.k.a. Max Duke. All right, let's get it on. This is your Brother Alfred, keeping up right now with what's going on. Here's your latest forecasting right here news for you.
Hello again. Thursday's cold, bright weather was really a one-day wonder. We're back to normal service on Friday. Cloudy, rain at times, mild, and with an increasing wind. Having said that, Thursday evening, clear skies, light winds, eastern areas certainly seeing temperatures plummet away, and frost in places, -4 possible, in sheltered parts of northeast Scotland, but further west, the cloud thickens through the night, the breeze picks up. We'll see rain into western Scotland, northwest England, West Wales, and Northern Ireland, Cornwall as well, by the end of the night, and you can see the difference in temperatures by the end of the night. 10 in the west, 2 or 3 further east. The weather fronts responsible for this change are moving in from the west, and really these weather fronts are going to dominate proceedings during Friday and throughout the weekend. We start off Friday with dry conditions in the far north, the east of Scotland, much of eastern England, bright even for East Anglia and the southeast. But a damp start further west, a breezy start as well. The cloud and rain sweeps across the country so that by lunchtime most places grey, gloomy, hill fog, mistiness, outbreaks of rain. I say outbreaks of rain, it's not going to be too persistent or heavy in most places, but it is going to be heavy for a time as it moves through on this warm front. And temperatures recovering so that although it won't feel very pleasant under the rain, it is going to be back to double digits by the end of the afternoon in many places. Now the rainfall is going to be particularly persistent throughout Friday and the early part of Saturday across western hills of Scotland. We don't need any more rain here, so that could cause some impacts. But elsewhere, drying up overnight, a lot of cloud cover to the south of this cold front and mild. But further north, the winds really pick up to the north of this cold front across northern Scotland. Blustery showers, but gales really across the Northern Isles on Saturday. 70 mile per hour gusts possible here. Frequent showers into northern and central Scotland as well as Northern Ireland. And it's cold enough here on Saturday for these showers to be falling as snow over the hills and mountains. But further south, plenty of sunshine for Northern England. South again for the rest of England as well as Wales. Cloudy with some outbreaks of rain. Follow us on social media. Of course, we'll keep you updated. Right.
And this has been your Update News with your host, Brother Alfred, a.k.a. Master. All right, we're keeping up with the news now, and we're just doing it right. Now, I want to say, everybody, thank you for tuning in to the news, tuning in to the show. Let's get ready to keep it flowing.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
Open the door.
You're tuned in to NSF.
Yeah, it's funny time. It's funny time on NSF Radio Comedy Hour. NSF Radio Comedy Hour. Wow. All right, I want to say thank you for tuning in. See y'all next week. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. If you don't hear from me, I'm probably stopping sitting on a goddamn turkey, my damn self, and someone's cooking me like Hansel and Gretel. You know what I'm saying? But I'm keeping it, buddy. See you next time on same bat channel, same bat time.